Morning, everybody. As you know, we're reading through the Psalms of Ascent, or some of them at least anyway. So I'd like to talk to you about the Psalm of Ascent we heard this morning. Psalms of Ascent being, in many cases, the hymns that the Jewish people sang on their way to the temple as they were on their pilgrimages, various pilgrimages throughout the year. And so again, I want to talk to you about Psalm 121, and I want to talk to you particularly about a verse that we see towards the end. It's verse 5, and the verse is, "These are the thrones of judgment," and what that means. Speaking of temples, however, then they were on their way to the temple. Speaking of temple, my first parish was a parish in the Interlake area of Manitoba. And the church that I was I had two parishes, but the one that was in town was we had a church building that was built in 1861. It was originally built. I was actually, I think it was maybe even built before the Hudson's Bay Company Ford arrived. Somebody will correct me on that. But anyway, it just down the road, a short walk was Lower Fort Garry, which was the Hudson's Bay Company Fort. And since 1861, this is an area where the largely settled by Métis people. And so since 1861, the Métis people had been worshiping in this church. It's an old stone church built in, I always get Norman and Saxon style confused, but anyway, it was built in either Norman and Saxon style, like you would see in England. And it was a kind of a temple, kind of a sacred place to the Métis people who lived in that area, Scottish Métis people. And of course, sacred space. And I would often go sit there. I'd sit there to read morning and evening prayer. It's a beautiful place to do that. And also, if I was in some kind of state of consternation, I would sit before the tabernacle where we keep the body and blood of Christ. I would sit before the tabernacle and try and sort things out in my mind. I was a young priest and inexperienced, and the situation was loved the people there. It was mutual, but faced with a lot of really, really difficult circumstances in people's lives particularly, but people were willing to share and to seek guidance and just have somebody walk with them. Really delightful. The word trust comes to mind, I would say. So probably everybody, we had this a really trusting environment and good relationships with, I would say, pretty much everybody except this one guy, Joe. I'll call him Joe. And I don't know what it was about me. And there were lots of things to dislike about me. I'm sure I was a young priest, inexperienced, didn't know what I was doing some of the time, made mistakes, but people were generally very supportive and very forgiving, except this one guy who seemed to have developed a very personal dislike for me. Again, maybe for good reason, but at that point, you kind of say to yourself sometimes, what is it I'm really trying to accomplish in my life? St. Augustine has asked this question a lot. And I would say one of the things I was really trying to accomplish in my life was to get everybody to like me. Anybody any older than that knows that's ridiculous. You can't get everybody to like you. But this was really driving me crazy that this guy dislike me, but really had, I'd say the word is kind of a communicated almost kind of a contempt towards me. So one day I was sitting in the temple, so to speak. I went in and I was praying in front of the tabernacle, and two things came to me. First thing that came to me is a line of a psalm that will be familiar to many of you, and it became very familiar to me, and it's this: "Do not fret yourself, it only leads to evil." I don't know if anybody's ever had to remind themselves of that verse, perhaps from time to time. And the other thing that came to me was an image. And the image, I'm not given to seeing visions, but this image was very clear to me. And the image was the volcano. And I felt the Lord say to me, you know, there may be lots of other situations in which you're just kind of a pain and cause difficulty. But in this situation, this is like a volcano and a kind of a slowly erupting volcano. This person that you're trying so desperately to make like you, is like a slowly erupting volcano that has got nothing to do with you. There's all kinds of other things going on, which the Lord did not share with me. But the Lord said to me, with a volcano, you have two choices. You can stand in front of it, or you can get out of the way of it. And that was a real gift to me to be able to say, you know, there are some situations in all that you can do is to get out of the way of it. There are some things that really have nothing to do with you. And that was a real gift to me. It's remained in my mind, and it's remained in my mind. It's not applicable in all circumstances, certainly. Remained in my mind as a form of wisdom. So St. Augustine says, you will make a journey towards what you love. You'll become a pilgrim towards what you love. And if you love things that perish, I think of my desire to be universally adored, for example, if you make a journey towards things that perish, we become what we love. And if we love things that perish, then we ourselves will spiritually, slowly begin to diminish. We will become foolish. But if we love God, who is truth itself, we will be led forward and arrive at God's temple, whatever that may be, however we may imagine that, God's temple. But we will be led forward and arrive at God's temple. In this case, it was a literal temple for the Israelites. And you will become something else. You will become, in a sense, as much as possible for human beings, you will become what you love. So what would that be if we follow our love into God's presence? What will we become? I rely on my mother to explain that, my long departed mother. She would say to me when I was a young child, open your mouth and close your eyes, and I will give you something to make you wise. So if we arrive in God's presence, if we eat and drink God, allow him to enter into our presence, we will be seated, this psalm says, at the thrones of judgment. Another word for that would be a throne of wisdom. That is, God will make us wise, or at least will increase our wisdom. So I was sitting in that temple one day, and again, these are the images that came to me. That is, do not fret yourself, it only leads to evil. And secondly, there are some situations in which you may not be able to you may not be the spiritual guide to the person that who views you in a negative way as that particular person did, and that God's desire is to give wisdom to us in order to deal with often difficult situations. So my question for us this week is this: when we're under tremendous anxiety, I think of the kind of state of mind I was in at the time, or the state of the mind of pilgrims coming to the temple. When we're in that kind of state of mind, our thinking becomes very constrained and very narrowed. So let's think about this. Are there places in our thinking that have become constrained and narrowed? Secondly, are they constrained, but are they narrowed? But and secondly, the most important question is this: who do we love, and what do we love? If we love the Lord, even the most difficult situations of constraint, the psalm tells us, he will lead us to himself, and he will give us the gift of wisdom. That's his promise to us, that we'll be led into the temple and be seated upon the thrones of judgment, the thrones of wisdom. So I'd just like to end today with a prayer as I think about Psalm 122. And it's this. Lord Jesus, we place before you our many concerns. We place before you the many things that we love, the vast majority of which are good and worthy of love. We ask, however, that you will place one love above all loves, and that is love of you, Lord Jesus Christ. And that love will drive us forward to you. We ask you, Lord, as we come more and more deeply into your presence, we'll become more and more immersed in your wisdom. We ask this in your name. Amen.